Good morning, everyone. I have been convinced to record the three series of Christmas, and I'm gonna try and do this without being super emotional about it, because as I am getting my notes ready to record this, I am just so awed by who Jesus is and what he has actually done for us. And I, for one, you can ask my family, I love Christmas. I watch Christmas movies in April. I put up the Christmas tree in the beginning of November, and it's really just a silly season for me. I enjoy it, but when we dig into the word and what actually happened, it changes it's still joyful. It should still be joyful, but it changes our perspective so much. So there's no way that I can do this all in one sitting, because the video would just be too long. So I've decided to record them in three. First of all, I would like to I'd like to ask you to, when you listen to this, write down the scriptures. It'll be in the bottom as well, but grab those scriptures and go and read them for yourself. And may the Holy Spirit really touch you when you read them. May he touch you, and may he write them on your heart and on your forehead, as the word says he should. All right, so we're starting. You know, in Isaiah, Isaiah was a prophet. And he was a man that could see. Yeah, he was a very righteous man. He was a court prophet. Sorry, let me get my Bible. He was a court prophet serving kings. He walked into royal palaces, and he confronted political corruption. He spoke to nations on behalf of God. And he was a prophet of hope. So all through Isaiah, you can read on these prophecies. And some of them are yet to be fulfilled. But the greatest one was fulfilled. So I'm going to read to you in Isaiah 7, verse 14. First, let me tell you this. There was a time, there was a 400 years silence where there were no prophecies, where there were no visions, no dreams, no angelic movements, nothing. Because Israel had rejected the prophets. They stopped listening. They ignored God's voice repeatedly. Nothing could be done to them or for them that would make them listen or obey or act like people who loved God. So then there was this 400 years of silence. In that 400 years, Greek became the universal language, so the gospel could spread easily. Roads were being built by Rome, so the gospel could physically travel. And prophetic expectations kept on growing, because for the ones that was going through it, the devastation and the silence and the break away from a God that does miracles, it was there. They could see it, they could feel it. So hope arise in their hearts, and they really started praying for something, for anything to happen, for the world not to be in such a bad shape. And God was planning this perfect moment. You know, in Galatians, Paul says, in Galatians 4, verse 4, he says, when the fullness of time had come, God has sent his Son. So in Isaiah, back to Isaiah, the prophet comes up and he speaks and he says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to his son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and chooses the right, the land of the two kings of Jade will be laid to waste. He carries on in Isaiah 9, where he says, Isaiah 9, verse 4. For as the day in Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke and burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod on their oppressors. Every warrior's boot used in the battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I want to stop right there, or I want to start right there. You know, my apologies. Isaiah goes and he speaks about this child that will be born, and he gives him these four names. Well, there's lots of names given to Jesus, but let's work with what Isaiah gives us for Christmas. Let's break it down into these four titles and the meaning of the word. Wonderful Counselor. You know, the Hebrew word for Wonderful Counselor means miracle worker, supernatural wisdom giver. Wonderful, which is the Hebrew word pele, is only used for God. It's not used anywhere else in the Bible for any other being. It means beyond human understanding. It is supernatural and miraculous. Counselor is not an advice giver. It's a strategist, the one who guides, directs, and governs. This taken together means Jesus is a supernatural strategist of your life. The God whose wisdom is not just good, it's miraculous. He's still that person. You know, this was when they announced to the world that he would come. These were the names given to him throughout our life. You know, the beginning of life and end of life, as we know it as human beings. This is who God is. This is who he is in your life. He's miraculous. He does miraculous things at his own time. Mighty God. El Gibor is Hebrew, meaning the God of warrior. This is shocking.